Stop this right now!
Who said that?
Me! Remember the fish?
The fish is talking.
Well, sure, he can talk, but is he saying anything?
No, not really. No.
Hey, Sock! Can it! This cat should not be here. He should not be about. He should not be here when your mother is out.
The signature rhymes and whimsical images of Dr. Seuss come to the screen again in the comedy The Cat in the Hat. Inspired by the long popular children's book, it features Austin Powers star Mike Myers as the title character, and while critics knock his occasionally ribald off-color humor as out of place in a film for young people, the slapstick comic antics are proving to be audience pleasers for young and old alike. After 2 weeks at number one, The Cat in the Hat tumbles to fifth place.
The costume is pretty.
Oh, it's not a costume. I'm an elf.
Oh.
Well, technically I'm human, but I was raised by elves.
Will Ferrell stars as the title character in Elf, a heartwarming comedy that's the first big hit of the holiday season. The cast includes Bob Newhart as the elf who raised the human foundling at the North Pole, and the comedy veteran says it looks like fun on the screen because the cast did have fun making Elf.
We had a great time. It was a great experience from the get-go. I think we knew we were making something that was kind of special and going to last, and we were all going to be very proud of being associated with it. I think it's a perennial. I think it's a miracle on 34th Street, kind of.
Destined to become a Yuletide classic, Elf is at number four, still a hit, 5 weeks after its domestic debut.
Wow. Now that's something you don't see every day.
Dead people?
Hey, honey, you know they have dead people in the backyard.
Well, some people have pools. Some people have private cemeteries. It happens.
The Haunted Mansion is the third film this year based on a ride at the Disneyland theme parks. The Country Bears came and went with little notice, but Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, became a mega hit worldwide. In fact, it's the top-grossing live-action film of 2003. And this ghostly comedy is also the third film on this week's box office chart to feature a former star of Saturday Night Live. Like Will Ferrell and Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy became famous as a featured player on that TV sketch comedy show, and his Haunted Mansion slipped to third place. Jessica Alba first hit big on TV as the star of Dark Angel. That supernatural drama and her dangerous character in it couldn't be more different from Honey, the sweet-natured title character she plays in her new hip-hop dance romance.
I traveled overseas in Paris and London and the States, and hip-hop's everywhere. I mean, it doesn't matter if you speak English or not, the kids love hip-hop everywhere, and they love dancing. And I just thought, what if you combine the two? It's a no-brainer.
I like that. You guys should come to my class.
Your class?
I teach hip-hop at the center.
The center?
With music and acting turns from real-life hip-hop artists, including Lil Romeo and Missy Elliott, Honey flows into second place in its first week out. Japanese warriors battle their way to the top spot with Tom Cruise fighting alongside as a 19th century American war hero who learns their traditions to become the last samurai.
I couldn't touch my toes when I started working. I was, you know, I bent down. I couldn't get my hands past my knees. All the training that I, you know, and the stunts that I'd done before, and I've done quite a bit of stunts. I knew that the way that I would have to move, just carrying the armor, you have to think, 50 pounds of armor, it doesn't seem much, but when you start lowering your center of gravity and bending your knees, it's a tremendous amount of pressure on the knees, the groin, the hamstrings. So I put on 25 pounds for the picture. I was 25 pounds of muscle heavier than I am right now.
Service, discipline, compassion. The way of the samurai is not necessary anymore. Necessary. What could be more necessary?
Also featuring Japanese actor Ken Watanabe and directed by American Ed Zwick, The Last Samurai slices up the competition to debut at number one, the new most popular movie at North American theaters. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.